everyone. Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we'll be making a video special for my 10,000 subscribers. I hit over 10,000 subscribers and I thought I'd do a special video for you all. Would like to thank all my subscribers, all my followers, all my Facebook friends, all my Facebook page friends, my Instagram friends, my Google friends, and my friends that don't know me who email me. So I'm really happy because I wouldn't be where I am if I wasn't getting the views, and you guys have been supporting me and cheering me on, so I really, really appreciate it. But I can't stop there because I have to tell you that these videos require somebody recording me, and that takes between 3 to 4 hours sometimes. And I have my daughter Sakina Mulla, and then I have my son Hassan Mulla, who take time out from their busy schedules with college and work to record me. And you know, I really don't think the quality of the videos would be the same if they weren't recording me. We tried to do a couple on the tripod, but I wasn't happy with it. And so you'll see some videos on the tripod, the ones that I just can't get a hold of those kids and I have to do something. But really, I sincerely wanted to thank you, thank my kids and my biggest fan, my husband, Riz. He's been my biggest supporter. We've been through a lot. So I'm gonna stop talking because I'm sure you're gonna be bored. So, but thank you, thank you, thank you. Really, I'm just so blessed and so happy that I hit 10,000 subscribers. Woo, so happy. So anyways, we're going to be doing chocolate molten lava cakes. Now, I'm telling you, my whole thing about putting things on YouTube is to make things simple. This is such a simple dessert that has people thinking that it is the hardest dessert that you can make. But seriously, I think Sumaya can make this dessert. It's that easy. So let's get started. 6 tablespoons of butter that I have melted in the microwave. If you're not using a microwave, do it on the stovetop. To that, I'm going to go ahead and add 1 cup of my Ghirardelli chocolate. Now, you could do half milk chocolate, half dark chocolate. It's really up to you. It's whatever you like. If you want to do the small chocolate chips, you could do that too. So I just mixed this together, and I think I'm gonna put it in the microwave for just another 30 seconds because it's almost there. And while I put that in the microwave, I'll explain you the other stuff that we need. Okay, so we're gonna need 3 eggs. We're gonna need 1 tablespoon of instant coffee. Don't use the not instant one. You're gonna get the little things will come in your mouth. We're gonna use 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla bean paste. We're also going to use 1/3 cup of white flour, which is all-purpose flour. We're just gonna mix this together. It's gonna get nice and melty. Now, Sakina and I are just addicted to this Ghirardelli dark chocolate. Like I said, you don't have to use this, but for us, the milk chocolate gets a little bit too sweet. So we're just gonna wait until everything combines really well. And then we're gonna mix this. This is going to go into our 450 degree oven for approximately 10 minutes. And I'll explain you when you think that it's done. So see how it's just no lumps in there. So we're gonna put this on the side for just a second. We're also gonna be using 8 ounce ramekins. We'll see how many that fills. I have some powdered sugar, which is the same as icing sugar or confectioner's sugar. This is only for decoration purpose. We're also gonna be using the cocoa powder. Now, for the cocoa powder, I wanted to show you what I was gonna do. I'm sorry about that. So what I'm going to do is I'm just gonna take the cocoa powder and I'm gonna sift that into my ramekin. Now the ramekin has also been, I also put a little bit of the butter, melted butter, and I made sure that I put it everywhere so it doesn't stick. So then what you want to do is you want to come back and you just want to do this, just how we do it with powdered with white flour when we're baking, so it doesn't stick, because these need to come out and I want them to come out. So I want to make sure that they're coated really, really well. So this is what you're going to use your cocoa for. So I'll complete that later. Just wanted to show you one. So don't forget, make sure that your ramekins are really well greased with butter. If they're not, they're not gonna come out. So it's really, really important that you grease them. Okay, to this, I'm going to go ahead and add my eggs in here. I'm gonna eyeball 1 teaspoon of coffee. And even if I add more, I love the bitter taste to it. So I'm gonna add the, I'm only adding 1/2 teaspoon, and that's because this is really potent stuff. And for all those that don't like using the alcohol in your vanilla, this is the vanilla bean paste. It doesn't have alcohol in it. And you can get it at Michael's. I've seen it at Marshall's and at TJ Maxx. And they are also available on Amazon. Okay, we're gonna give this a good mix. Now we're gonna go ahead and add our flour to it. Now, these don't need too much flour just because we don't want them to bake through. Now, there are a couple questions that people always ask. Are these safe to eat? Are they safe to give to kids because they're not cooked all the way through? They are very safe to give to kids because it is cooked. It gets cooked in the oven, so don't worry about it. You can give that to the kids. And if you're worried about giving it to the kids and using coffee, go ahead and use decaf coffee. Or don't use coffee. Whenever I use chocolate, I feel like it's very important to add that cocoa in there just to give it that little bit of that bitter taste. And I did forget one thing, which is whenever I make anything sweet, I'm gonna add just a pinch of salt. It just, the taste, it enhances the taste. It's just amazing. All right, so you see how we've got our mixture, and this is how it's supposed to be. I want to make sure that you know it's not thick, it's runny, and that's what it's, you're supposed to have it runny. Okay, so at this point I made a good mess here. Okay, I'm gonna fill it up just to the edge of the line there, and I only think I'm gonna get 2 because I used to use the really small ramekins and I decided to use the big one. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna finish putting all these into the oven, 450 degrees, 10 minutes. When we come back, I'm gonna show you. So we are done. We're done preparing. We're ready to eat. So let me throw this in the oven.
Our molten lava cakes are all done. I got this out of the oven. I want you to have a close-up here. It did take 12 minutes, and that's because our ramekins are big. If you see the sides, these are all done. The inside, when I press it, it is soft and runny, which is perfect. It's also concaved. That means that these molten cakes are a success. So if you're making these, you just want to watch out for these signs. Now we're going to start plating. So these are hot. You just have to be careful. Make sure that you have some kind of silicone thing that you can work with. And then you want to take your plate that you're serving on, and you just want to flip it. Now, this can be served in the ramekins, but I like to serve it nicely on a platter. So you see, this is perfectly done, and you don't need to do much to it. All you need is just a bit of powdered sugar on it, just like that. Okay, we're gonna do, just to add some more color, a mint, a raspberry, And then I'm gonna take just a couple more raspberries and a mint and pop it up here.
I'm dying to get into this. Let's do it, okay?
And there we have it. Okay, so now I'm gonna do a quick taste test.
This is amazing. This is for people who are like me, chocoholics. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. I actually really enjoyed making this video. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great video. See you then, friends.